I went into Ronkswood Hospital, but the GP had actually said that he thought I was diabetic. So the reason I went into hospital was because they wanted to stabilise me and probably teach me, if I had to have injections, to do the injections, which I then found out I did have to have. I mean, at first I was really worried, really frightened, you know, thinking that I'd actually got to live with two injections a day. I thought, oh gosh, what am I going to do? And it was quite frightening. But the nurses and doctors in the hospital, they were really, really helpful to me. But I first of all, I didn't want to do it. I just felt so sorry for myself. I thought, gosh, this isn't going to be much of a life. I'm only 21. What am I going to do? And how am I going to learn to live with this? Anyway, my husband came in to see me, as he normally did, and I was just lay there feeling sorry for myself. And I said to him, I said, oh, I don't know. I said, I just wish I was dead. I said, I can't, I'm never going to be able to cope with this. So he sat there a minute, thought about it. And he said, well, I think you're being very selfish. And I listened. And he said, well, what about me? What about the two children that you've left at home? Who's going to look after those? And I thought to myself, I thought, yes, he's right. The sooner I learn to do this injection, the sooner I can get home and be with the children and him again. So then I pulled my socks up and I said to the nurse, I said, they actually started teaching me how to do this injection in an orange. They gave me an orange and you'd like fill it with water, the syringe, and they'd show you how to take the air out of it. And I had great fun with this orange. It was fine, you know, doing it in the orange. It was lovely. I couldn't feel a thing. And so I kept saying to the nurse, yes, I'll do it myself tomorrow. I'll try one and do one myself tomorrow. So she said, fine. So the next day came and I said, I really am going to do it myself. So she gave me the insulin, the syringe, and showed me what to do. So I did it. And the first time I did it in my leg, it did hurt a little bit, because obviously the things we use then are totally different to what you use now. And I jumped a bit when I did it, and but I was so pleased with myself. I really was pleased with myself. I couldn't believe it. I said, I did it. And the nurse said, yes, you did. She said, you did very, very well.